Public Worship, God Ordained or Man Invented, written and read by me, David H. J. Gay. A not-so-imaginary conversation. Two men coming from opposite directions joined the bus queue. Tom: Hi there, Bill. Fancy meeting you. Long time no see. Bill: You could say that again. How's things? After the usual exchange of mutual pleasantries and inquiries, the conversation takes a more serious turn. Where do you worship these days? Oh, well, we're still at Great Snoring, but we've just called a new pastor, Sober Sam. So we're really hoping things will pick up under his ministry. How about you? Where are you going to church? For some months, we've been worshipping at Frantic Community Church. Pretty exciting there, isn't it? So I've heard. Oh, I wouldn't say that. We certainly aim to be up to date, but the worship experience is great. The talks are really helpful. The fellowship is terrific, and there's plenty of things for the two of us to get involved in. Lots of programs for the kids. Suits us down to the ground. What about your place? Still the same as it was. Super's a good man. He makes sure the whole service is solemn. He gives us a great sense of God right from the start, all through the hymns, the prayers, and the sermon. But tell me, what are your services like? What goes on at your place? We begin at 9:30 with a time of worship. In fact, we've just appointed a worship leader, Smooth Sid. He's got a gift for picking the right songs and setting the right atmosphere. Velvet, his wife, is the lead singer in the worship group. She's got a great voice, and that really adds to the sense of our worship. Their son, Jigger, is lead guitar. Together, they make a first-rate team. As I say, it really helps us to worship. Great atmosphere. Next, about 10:15, we have a time of sharing various items, open prayer, testimonies, videos, all that sort of thing. And then about 11, we have a short break for coffee and chat, after which one of our leaders gives us the talk for the week. When that's done, we have another brief time of worship, while the refreshment teams get their stuff set up. We wind up about 1 o'clock. It's great. Just then, the bus pulls up. The two men climb aboard, continuing their conversation.